Priya, I think. So, yeah, I mean, we got this Mahabharata here. I just saved the clip where Krishna speaks to Arjuna about people who are lusty and have desires and act to satisfy desires. I want this. And yeah, and if they don't get it, they're frustrated, angry, and so on. And it says you should rather act, I mean, on a daily basis, doing your duty, so to speak. And it may sound boring, like some authorities up there are telling us this you should do, it's your duty. And yes, sometimes it's interpreted like that by religions and so on. You should serve the leaders. But Krishna, he just says your duties, meaning not specifically that you should do those things and not the other things, but do things in that mood of, yeah, this is the right thing, this is the thing I should do now. And of course, it's your choice. And then do it. Well, in that way, in that mood, and with that motivation, not the motivation of fruitive, meaning I am doing this because I want to enjoy the fruits of this work. Some may think that we always want that, don't we? Some fruits of our work. But we're talking about this sense, desire, fruits, so to speak. Get the money, get the this, get the that. But again, we have this expression, Shreyas and Prayas, these immediate desired results, versus working for something that you know is a good thing to do, and which of course gives a result, but a good, sattvic, actually beneficial result, which is something different from the satisfying sense pleasures, you know, the desires for I want. And that's kind of the trick here, this little secret here, that some people may not even be able to understand that why would you work for something else than that which gives you some, you know, good feelings or something. But how to say it? The satisfaction, happiness, comes from within. Doesn't just come from the senses. And some people take it for granted. They may not even understand what I'm saying. You know, I mean, happiness, it's about eating. Watching something nice, listening to something nice, sex, this and that. Come on, that's what it's about. Going places, seeing new things. But really, this is what the Bhagavad Gita teaches, that happiness comes from living sattvic. Krishna says that the sattva guna is characterized even by that one becomes happy. We are happy when we are connected with the source of happiness, God. So, therefore Krishna says this thing. I think I also have a clip of that. Yagyatat kamanonyatra. That, again, something that may sound religious. And thus boring. But he said, you know, yagya, that one should perform one's activities as yagya, meaning as some then think of, you know, ceremonial rituals and temples, but meaning for God. And why does Krishna say that? Does he just want more from us? So we should just give everything to God? I think you can see it the way that it means that here I am, and I am happy when I am connected with God. And when we do our activities in that consciousness that, yeah, I'm kind of, well, what is my motivation here? Is it just to get some money or get some this or that? Or I do it as my duty, the right thing to do for my fellow human beings and fellow whoever, and for God. It's more about that consciousness, not that I need to give to God so God becomes then satisfied and blesses me. God doesn't need anything from us. It's really about, again, what Srila Prabhupada, the founder of ISKCON, Krishna Consciousness Movement, but he called it Krishna Consciousness. And that kind of says a lot. We should act in that kind of God consciousness. And because it makes perfect sense as well that when you are in your mind conscious of God, and here I am and I'm doing this, for the highest good, and as it is said there, that you should water the root of the tree, not each leaf. So the water, the root of the tree is of course God. So it kind of contains this whole principle of bhakti and karma yoga, as Krishna has described it and will describe it there in the Bhagavad Gita. I mean, he's standing here on a battlefield talking this to his friend Arjuna. And as I thought and I think spoke yesterday, I'm sitting in meditation or just sitting there in front of my altar and being with God, which I do more and more nowadays. And I also experience it more and more nowadays, that just being in the presence of God, which is of course always there, but just being aware of that presence of God brings me again in contact with God. Of course I'm always in contact with God, but again it's a consciousness thing. So it's what Krishna consciousness or God consciousness is about. And then that makes us happy. Plus, it really, you could say, automatically gets us into this yagyatatkamanacha, that you do your activities in that mood, not for I want this, I want that, in the sense of getting things or experiences that give us pleasure, but of doing that good work. I mean, that we all learn to do in life. Maintain a family, do your daily job, and yes, duties. We just do them as duties, and we know that, first of all, you can't escape that. You gotta do your duty. When you do, then you're not getting anywhere. Your life falls apart sometimes just into some kind of ignorant existence. So yeah. That's why I immediately liked the Bhagavad Gita when I first got it, and still do even more. I mean, these sometimes very old scriptures of wisdom, they are so valuable. They can really help us in our lives. And the Bhagavad Gita has, I would say, saved my life. I know I sound not like some Bible pounder or something, but it's not because the only truth is stated in this holy book. is because you can use this knowledge given there to actually make your life and the lives of people around you, I would say as well, happy, happier at least. And life makes sense again. That's how it was for me. Life just didn't make sense before. I like to have things that I do and live to make sense. Otherwise it's boring or bewildering, or outright frustrating,